Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. I am Michael Spath. Across the glass from me, Mr. Jeffrey Childs, as always. I can't get rid of him. I've tried shaking him, but it just doesn't seem to work.
I don't go away. I'm still here.
You know, Jeff, tomorrow I know you're super excited. Our game of my life feature will be former Michigan hockey two-time captain Jed Ortmeier, who has had quite a few big games in the postseason. In fact, when we were talking yesterday, Jed and I were, and I said, what game do you want to pick from the NCAA tournament? Do you want to pick the main game when you were a senior? Do you want to pick the Colorado College game, which was played at Yost Ice Arena? He said, what about the Denver game my junior year? And I said, my goodness, you've got quite a few that we can pick from. I think he's going to go with the Denver or the main game.
I love the Denver game. Every game, you know, any game that he picks would be great. They're all tournament games, and he was just, I just remember him as just such a physically imposing defenseman, could move the puck as well.
Defenseman, really?
You know, just a physically imposing forward, and just the way that he hit people and the way he moved around the ice was just, it was a treat to watch.
Jeff, since you just got that wrong and called him a defenseman, I don't know if that was just a slip of the tongue or you actually thought for a second that he was a defenseman. I'm going to ask you a question about Jed Ortmeier, and if you don't get this right, you're not allowed to ask him a question tomorrow.
Okay, go ahead.
Where is Jed Ortmeier from?
Oh, man. It's a good one. Hear the Jeopardy music in the background.
And I ask this question because it's a very, very unique place. And
he wasn't Canadian.
All right, Jeff, you got to turn in your hockey card, man. This is ridiculous. I mean, you're the Michigan hockey guy. This is what you champion yourself as. And I bring up, arguably, in Red Berenson's career, who he might even consider the best captain of his 32 seasons at Michigan, Jed Ortmeier, who is like a living legend. And you can't, first of all, you say he's a defenseman when he was a
forward.
That
was a slip. That was a slip.
And then I ask you where he's from, and you don't know where Jed Ortmeier is from?
Just a bad day. Having a bad day.
Goodness. Goodness. Michigan hockey fans out there, someone please call up 734-998-1050 and educate my producer, Jeffrey Childs, on where Jed Ortmeier is from, please, so that I don't have to go into the studio and smack him across the head. Ah, drive me crazy, Jeff. This month at Crispin Chevrolet, you can receive a $25 e-gift card for Visa, Amazon, or Target simply by making an appointment to test drive one of their certified pre-owned vehicles at their lot at 6947 East Michigan Avenue in Saline. It's that easy. Get a $25 e-gift card just by taking a test drive. No questions, no obligations, no fine print. You don't have to buy the car. You don't have to lease the car. You just have to take a test drive. So $25 e-gift card when you head on down to 6947 East Michigan Avenue in Saline. Give them a call at 855-CRISPIN to arrange your appointment. Right now on that lot, all their vehicles with more than 100 pre-owned certified go through a 172-point inspection. They have every different make and model to fit your desire, and they offer 15 current vehicles on that lot for under $10,000 total. Jeff, you know,
Omaha is from Omaha.
You looked that up, though, because I saw you looking it up. And that's complete. You're done. I don't want you to talk anymore today. That is complete cheating. I cannot believe that you just resorted to that.
You know, normally, I'm not going to hide it.
This is bad.
Yeah.
This is very bad.
You know, normally.
That you were so emasculated by me that you didn't know this, that you just flat out cheated. I think, honestly, we ought to bring the confession booth in here right now. And you need to get down on your knees in front of that priest, and you need to confess for cheating.
Yeah, kneel before Zod. Yeah, you know, I normally pride myself on my hockey knowledge. It's not at your level. I will solely admit that clearly after today. But, normally...
Jeff, where's Brendan Morrison from?
Man, now you're just going to go down the list. I know he's from Canada.
Okay.
Yes.
Canada's a big, big place.
Yes. He would be British Columbia.
Uh-huh. Are you guessing or
I'm thinking.
Okay.
British Columbia, around the Vancouver area. It's not Victoria.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
That was close.
Yeah, you know, normally...
Where's Carl Hagelin from?
Sweden.
You sure about that
I'm
one?
I'm very sure. I'm embarrassed today because I pride myself on my Michigan hockey knowledge, and I just totally blanked on Ortmeyer, and then I scrambled, and it was not a good look. I'm owning up to it. Hey, bad day.
Tomorrow when we do like staff picks for hockey or something like that, I'm just going to glaze right over you because you're no longer the Michigan hockey guy.
Because I don't know every single hometown? All right.
All right, Michigan football, 5 days until baseball season, though. But Michigan football, spring practice starts in just a couple of weeks. We're going to start taking a look position by position. And today we start with the Michigan quarterbacks. Wilton Spade, of course, started 12 of Michigan's 13 games in 2016. The only game that he did not start, Jeff?
Indiana game.
And why was that?
He was injured. You're going to test me the rest of the show, aren't you?
You're damn right I am. You're damn right I am at this point. So he started 12 of the 13 games last year. He threw for 2,500 yards, completed 61.6% of his passes with an 18-7 touchdown to interception ratio. John O'Korn started one game against Indiana. He played in nine. Completed 20 of 34 attempts. That's 58% for 173 yards, two touchdowns, zero interceptions. Shane Morris played in six games, but obviously he has decided to move on as a grad transfer. In some of the big games last year for Michigan, in fact, they lost three of their final four at Iowa, at Ohio State, and versus Florida State. Wilton Spate had a 3-4 touchdown to interception ratio. He threw for only 495 yards in those three games. Completed less than 50% of his passes at Iowa. Better than that at Ohio State, 55%. Florida State. I have two questions for our listeners out there, or if you follow me on Twitter at Michael Spath, ITH, and that is this. Is Wilton Spate the guy in 2017 as a redshirt junior? And can he lead Michigan to a championship? I hesitate to let Jeff speak, but I'll let you weigh in. Depending on what your answer is. Jeff, where's Wilton Spate from?
Richmond, Virginia.
Did you look that up before?
No, I knew it. I'm looking right at you.
I know, but you were on your computer before.
And I got stats in front of me.
I think maybe you went to the roster page.
No.
There's a decent chance Spath's going to ask me where Wilton Spate is from, as he's just grilling me now. So I'm going to make sure I look this up. Scoot over so I can see what the page you're in front of. Okay.
You trust me that little?
At this point, I do.
One player, man, Ortmeyer, and I panicked. I totally admit it. I own up to it. All right.
Who else is from Nebraska that played at Michigan?
Oh, jeez, that is just brutal. The grin he has on his face is the most eating like grin ever.
I'm like the Grinch that stole Christmas right
yes.
now.
So Wilton Spate. Yeah, what a great year he had last year for Michigan and turning into that leader, right, that Jim Harbaugh wanted for him to be, becoming the leader of the offense. There was a lot of doubts going into last year, and we all covered that. We all are well aware of how the fan base felt, how a lot of people felt about Wilton Spate. But I'm going to tell you right now, after last year, I know he was injured for a little bit, Mike, I am not sold on Wilton Spate being this quarterback going into next year.
And is that just because of the Iowa game, the Florida State game? I mean, I look at like the body of work. Here's where I come is that who else is the guy if it's not Wilton Spate? Because you look at John O'Korn, and I cannot believe that after the Ohio State game, we had a couple fools on Twitter that were tweeting to me that said if John O'Korn was the starter for the Ohio State game, that Michigan would have won that game. That he wouldn't have had the big plays that went against the big Michigan. Mistakes. The interceptions. The interception return for a touchdown.
Yep.
The other interception deep in their own territory. That John O'Korn proved in the Indiana game that he was a playmaker, which really he did not. I mean, he had the one long run that ended up leading to a Davion Smith touchdown run. But for the most part in that game looked completely out of sorts. 7 of 16 passing for 59 yards. He rushed 6 times in the game for 19 total yards, but he did have that 30-yard run. But the idea that he could be the guy. Now, I'll give it to you if you say you're not convinced, but you're not saying that there's definitely it's Brandon Peters or it's John O'Korn.
I'm aligning on that side of the argument.
Okay.
So I'm not convinced totally in Wilton Spate that he's going to be a championship-level quarterback for Michigan, because let's be honest, he didn't come up big in the big games. You mentioned the Ohio State game, the two huge turnovers that led
3-2
to a score.
'Cause he had the fumble.
And the fumble. Well, the interceptions that flipped the field position. The unforgivable fumble at the 1-yard line in a game of that magnitude. We don't know, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that there are other quarterbacks on this roster that are ready to step up and be that guy, but I'm just not convinced that Wilton Spate is that guy, because he has to do it, and he has to play a clean, not just a clean game, but I think he has to rise above the level that he was at last year, especially in the big game.
No, I get that. I totally get that. When I look at the Ohio State game, though, and certainly the stalling of the offense in the second half, right? I mean, that was a concern. You know, you've got to be able to win on the road, and last year Michigan, in terms of true road games, they lost the two biggest ones, Iowa and Ohio State. They went on the road in a bowl game and didn't win that one, and he's the quarterback for all three of those games, and he's got to do a better job. At the same time, I mean, the offensive line against Florida State was bad. The non-existent running game against Ohio State handicapped him. The one game I think that you could put on Wilton Spate's shoulders is the Iowa game, because there were opportunities down the field to really change that game, and he didn't make those plays. At the same time, you look at the fourth quarter, and J.U. Chasson has a drop. Jake Butt has a drop, and Amara Darboh has a drop. All three players, all three of your big three, have a drop on third down. And so those guys are not making the big plays necessary to help their quarterback. But in this Ohio State game, in overtime, you look at what he does. His first pass completes to Jake Butt. His third pass, he completes for a touchdown to Amara Darboh. So he's 2 for 3 starting off. He throws a slant pattern to Grant Perry that's in the perfect spot, and Grant Perry gets interfered with. And so you look at what he did in some key moments. In the Florida State game, he really rallied this team back from a huge deficit in this game. Michigan was losing 20-6, and he caught fire in the third quarter and in the fourth quarter, and was really some rifling some of those balls in there. Was really good. And I just think that the experience that he got this year as the guy, do you really want to go into next season starting a brand new quarterback? If that guy is head and shoulders above Wilton Spate, if Brandon Peters has just come out of nowhere and he's got some more athleticism, although, as we've said, Wilton Spate was better in the pocket than people give him credit for, unless that happens, doesn't it have to be Wilton Spate because of the experience? Because now when you play Florida in the neutral site game to start the season, now when you play Penn State on the road, now when you play Wisconsin on the road, now when you have Ohio State, all those big game moments, Wilton Spate has been in those.
True. Jim Harbaugh has shown in his career that he values experience in a quarterback, but he also has said time and again, Mike, and I think you would agree with this, that he wants the best quarterback on the field for Michigan. He wants the best leader in the huddle, regardless of class standing. So if we go through spring ball, we go through summer and into fall camp, and Brandon Peters is consistently, we're hearing from practice that he's consistently leading the offense and leading drives down the field, right? Drives the end and touchdowns. I don't think you can discount that, whether it's Peters or Korn, whomever, because each year under Harbaugh, we have had that competition go right down to the wire.
Well, and I certainly think that's something that Jim Harbaugh has done in the past as he has changed quarterbacks. Even, you know, most famously in San Francisco, when Alex Smith got hurt, he went to Colin Kaepernick, and he stuck with Colin Kaepernick instead of Alex Smith. But, I mean, you look at Andrew Luck. Once he got Andrew Luck in Stanford, Andrew Luck was his guy. And if the way that I read Jim Harbaugh talking about Wilton Spate, like, he really truly believes in this guy. He believes in him like he did with Jake Rudock in 2015, like he did with Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco. And so I think when it comes down to it, Wilton Spate's his guy. And if Wilton Spate's his guy, it's not John O'Korn. And it's, if Brandon Peters is going to have to be outstanding, absolutely outstanding, to take Wilton Spate's job away. And I just don't see it. And
I'll give you that. We're going to have to see and hear that he's throwing an absolute cannon in practice, I think. But being an efficient leader of the offense and leading drives in practice to touchdowns. But if he has that cannon, will that set him apart from Wilton Spate?
I mean, yeah, that is the question, is what does Brandon Peters potentially have that that Wilton Spate does not? What is it that Wilton Spate is missing? If this comes down to, if you think Wilton Spate is a championship quarterback or not, what is he missing that someone like Brandon Peters or maybe Dylan McCaffrey down the road has? And the only thing that it really is, because people want to talk about the deep ball, but until the Iowa game, Wilton Spate threw a pretty good deep ball.
He did in the Wisconsin game. That's what I'm thinking of.
Wisconsin game, yep. Against Maryland, against Rutgers.
Illinois. Well, there's Michigan a play right State. Near the goal, right near the goal line, right? The long pass against Illinois.
Yeah, Michigan State. He threw a good deep ball. So he threw a good deep ball. I think people, because he doesn't rear back and fire all the time, people think that that's too big of a knock on him. And because he's not a guy that's going to take off for a 25-yard gain, that's a knock on him. But he moves around the pocket better than, you know, he moves around the pocket really well. He moves around the pocket like a Ben Roethlisberger, like, you know, a little bit of a Tommy Brady, where he can feel the pressure and he creates opportunities by moving in the right spaces in order to get a ball off. So other than the fact that he hasn't won a championship, what is he missing? He's missing that intangible quality. I think we saw it. I think we saw it against Wisconsin when he was not having his best day, but he found a way to hit that pass to Darboe right at the end. I think we saw it at Michigan State when he went on the road and was a cold, calculated quarterback in that particular game. I think we saw it in Ohio State when he had a pretty, you know, awful second half, and yet in overtime, he makes that great throw to Darboe on fourth down to give the touchdown. You know, he makes a couple really good throws to Jake Butt and to Grant Perry. If the kid doesn't get interfered with, it's a first down. You know, he came back in that Florida State game and was just really, really hitting his guys in stride. He lost one of his big three, Jake Butt, and he comes back and throws that incredible pass to Ian Bunting over the middle. So I think this guy has got the mental capacity to be the starting quarterback and the championship quarterback, and he's an incumbent. So if anybody out there doesn't think it should be Wilton Spate, why not Wilton Spate? 734-998-1050. And none of us have seen enough of Brandon Peters and Dylan McCaffrey, who's not coming in until, you know, the summer, until the fall. He's not an early enrollee. Now, maybe down the road, but right now it's got to be Wilton Spate.
Well, you make some compelling points, but I think this year we'll have to see what – I think a lot of this for me is dependent too on what happens with other positions on the field, whether it's the offensive line and the running backs. If the running backs can give the Michigan offense some relief and take a little bit of pressure off, I think that's part of it. I also think about the class and the receivers that the freshman receivers that Michigan is bringing in both this season and the future. Michigan is going to have some guys that are going to stretch the field, and if you have Brandon Peters on the field, you have a quarterback that is going to maybe be more in rhythm, be more in concert with those guys. If you have receivers that stretch the field, you want a quarterback that can connect with them, right?
You absolutely do, but I think Wilton Spate can be that guy, especially the one thing that's going to help him, because, look at the chemistry he had with Amar Darboe last year. I think a big thing that hurt Michigan a year ago was J.U. Chasson is the deep threat, and J.U. Chasson missed spring ball, and J.U. Chasson and Wilton Spate didn't get to get on the same page
And Darboe kind of swapped that. It was really interesting last year.
100%, but I think a lot of it was because of the spring practice miss. And so if you have now Tariq Black and you have Drake Harris, and you have Maurice Ways, and you have Donovan Peoples-Jones, all guys that can go downfield, and you have the entire spring to build that chemistry, and you've got Eddie McDoom, and you've got Cole Crawford, and you've got Nate Johnson. You got all those guys that Wilton Spate can work with this spring. I think the downfield passing game will be far better in 2017. And then you add in Nico Collins, who will arrive in the summer. Now, maybe it'll take him a little bit of time to get going. But I mean, you've got Tariq Black and Nico Collins, 6'4 and 6'5 wide receivers. I mean, this should be a really explosive downfield passing game. And so we'll certainly, I just believe it's Wilton Spate, his job to lose, his job that he's going to get. You don't get that many incumbent starters, at least the last decade for Michigan football. And so what can that mean for the Wolverines to have a guy with that year of experience? I think that's too big to pass up. But certainly we'll have an interesting spring as we talk about Wilton Spate, talk about Brandon Peters, talk about John O'Korn, Dylan McCaffrey coming in. Alex Malzone is on the roster. Do not expect him to be much of a factor.
Mike, we got a tweet on Twitter from Bradley U of M, and he says, fix the O-line, the QB issues will go away. How much will that tie into a decision?
Well, I mean, if you can have a more consistent running game, especially in the big games, that helps. If you can protect the quarterback, if the offensive line could have protected Wilton Spate against Florida State in the first half, I think we see a different result in that game. But they were completely overwhelmed by that Seminole pass rush, especially in the first half. In the second half, they made some changes. But yeah, if you fix the offensive line issues, any quarterback back there is going to look great. I mean, you take the best that Michigan's ever had, Brian Greasy and Tommy Brady and Chad Henne and John Navarre and Jim Harbaugh and Todd Collins and Elvis Gerback. If you put any of those guys behind Michigan's offensive line last year, they're not those guys.
Yeah, and you just roll down the list from offensive linemen, whether it's Jake Long, whether it's Stenovich, whether it's David Boss, like all of those quarterbacks had that all Big Ten, all American level offensive line.
100%. 100%. What are you buying your significant other for Valentine's Day this year? Chocolate, flowers, taking her out to dinner, even though you hate going out to dinner on February 14th? How about scoring some major points without ever leaving your home or going with the generic cliched gift? This February, purchase a MyPillow for your significant other and make 2017 the year that you gave your girl or your guy the best night's sleep of their life. Use it a patented locking system that adjusts to each individual. MyPillow can be firm or soft, will aid you if you sleep on your side, your back, or your stomach. I stand behind this product 100% as I've been using it since the middle of the fall. Every night, I start with two pillows, including last night, was doing a little reading. Have my two pillows back there to get a little more support. And as soon as I'm going to bed, I turn the lights off. I throw one pillow to the side and sleep only on my pillow. Last night, I got 8.5 hours of sleep. I woke up feeling refreshed, and I knew that my head, neck, and spine were in proper alignment. The beauty of a MyPillow is it comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. You can wash and dry MyPillow so it lasts for that entire 10 years. And here's their best offer yet. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code HUDDLE to take advantage of owner Mike Lindell's 4-pack special. You get 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows, plus free shipping right now from MyPillow. So step up your Valentine's Day game in 2017 by calling 1-800-868-0944 or go to MyPillow.com and use code HUDDLE to take advantage. This is Inside the Huddle on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket.